Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is February 26th, 2026, and we've got a packed episode for you. We'll cover some significant developments in the GPU landscape, particularly focusing on AMD and its competitors. Here's a quick overview of what we'll be discussing today. 1. NVIDIA rolls back its latest driver update due to fan issues on multiple GPU series. 2. NVIDIA warns of constrained supply of gaming GPUs, potentially leading to higher prices. 3. Lilly launches the world's most powerful AI factory for pharmaceutical discovery, powered by NVIDIA technology. 4. Capcom's Resident Evil Requiem is set to launch on GeForce Now, showcasing impressive cloud gaming capabilities. 5. NVIDIA's financial report highlights its dominance in the AI and GPU markets. Let's dive into the details. First up, NVIDIA has rolled back its latest driver update, the Game Ready Driver 595.59, which was intended to optimize performance for the upcoming Resident Evil Requiem. Unfortunately, this update has been causing significant issues, particularly with fan readings on their RTX 3000, 4000, and 5000 series GPUs. Users have reported that the driver only recognizes a single fan, leading to overheating concerns. Now, while some users initially speculated that third-party applications like MSI Afterburner were interfering, reports have surfaced confirming that the issue persists even without these applications installed. NVIDIA has since removed the problematic driver from their website, and affected users are advised to roll back to the previous version. This situation highlights the complexities of driver development, especially given the vast array of hardware configurations in the market. It's a reminder that even the giants of the industry can face hiccups during major updates. Transitioning from driver issues to supply chain challenges, NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang has warned of a constrained supply of gaming GPUs expected to last for several quarters. This is likely to result in elevated prices for consumers. While he did not provide specifics on whether the shortages stem from a lack of GPU manufacturing capacity or memory supply issues, it's clear that the diversion of resources toward more lucrative AI GPU production is impacting the gaming segment. Interestingly, this comes on the heels of NVIDIA's impressive sales figures, with a reported $19.233 billion in GPU sales last fiscal year, a staggering increase driven by the demand for their GeForce graphics processors. However, as supply tightens, gamers may find themselves facing limited choices and higher prices. This situation has been exacerbated by AMD's declining shipments of Radeon graphics cards, which could leave gamers with fewer alternatives. Now let's shift gears and talk about a groundbreaking development in the pharmaceutical sector. Lilly has launched what it claims to be the most powerful AI factory for drug discovery, called LillyPod, powered by NVIDIA's DGX SuperPod with 1,016 Blackwell Ultra GPUs. This facility boasts over 9,000 petaflops of AI performance, enabling Lilly to harness vast amounts of genomic data at unprecedented speeds. What's particularly fascinating is how LillyPod is set to revolutionize drug discovery. Traditionally, teams could analyze around 2,000 molecular ideas per target per year due to physical constraints. With this new supercomputing infrastructure, they can now simulate and evaluate billions of molecular hypotheses simultaneously. This shift represents a significant leap in computational biology, showcasing the potential of AI to accelerate medical advancements and improve patient outcomes. As we continue exploring the impact of GPUs in various sectors, let's discuss the gaming world. NVIDIA's cloud gaming platform, GeForce Now, is set to launch Capcom's Resident Evil Requiem, which promises to leverage the power of the cloud to deliver a stunning gaming experience. With features like ray tracing and NVIDIA DLSS4, players can expect lifelike graphics and smooth performance even at 5K resolutions. This announcement comes as part of GeForce Now's 6th anniversary celebration, highlighting how cloud gaming continues to evolve. With the ability to stream high-quality games without the need for powerful local hardware, GeForce Now is making gaming more accessible to a broader audience. The integration of advanced technologies into cloud gaming is a trend we're likely to see grow, potentially reshaping how games are developed and delivered. Finally, let's touch on NVIDIA's financial performance, which underscores its dominance in the AI and GPU markets. The company reported a staggering $215.9 billion in revenues for fiscal 2026, primarily driven by its data center business. The growth has been fueled by the increasing adoption of AI technologies across industries, with NVIDIA's products at the forefront of this transformation. The financial success of NVIDIA serves as a reminder of the critical role that GPUs play not only in gaming, but also in powering AI workloads across various sectors. As demand for AI applications continues to rise, NVIDIA's strategic focus on this market positions it well for future growth. As we look ahead, the GPU landscape is set to witness further innovations and challenges. With AMD continuing to refine its offerings and NVIDIA navigating supply chain issues, the competition in the GPU space remains fierce. Additionally, as AI applications become more prevalent, the demand for powerful GPUs will only increase, making it an exciting time for developers and engineers alike. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. We'll continue to watch these developments closely and bring you the latest insights and analysis. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.